stethoscope over a peripheral artery without compressing it, you normally hear nothing. If sounds do occur spontaneously, these are usually an indication of changes in the vessel wall. The German angiologist Rachow always laid great stress on the value of this early diagnostic sign, which is usually present long before any other clinical manifestations are apparent. A stenotic murmur can easily be picked up with the ordinary binaural stethoscope. This is of great importance for the practitioner, having regard to the value of such sounds for the early diagnosis of obliterative disease of the arteries. In view of this fact, the Roche Scientific Service has pleasure in offering you this introduction to a still relatively little-known acoustic sign. Dr. Leo Widmer, director of the Angiological Clinic of the University Medical and Surgical Departments at the Bâle City Hospital, has recorded a few sounds typical of stenosis and will give you his own comments on each. Dr. Widmer.
A 63-year-old man with considerable diffuse narrowing of the left femoral artery in the groin. Microphone placed in the left inguinal region. Loud systolic murmur. A 48-year-old man with localized but severe narrowing of the left femoral artery. Microphone on the medial aspect of the thigh reveals a soft systolic murmur. A 54-year-old man with mild degree of narrowing of the right femoral artery. A soft systolic murmur is heard when the microphone is placed on the medial aspect of the right thigh. A 70-year-old man who has diffuse marked narrowing of left external iliac artery. A microphone placed in the lower left quadrant of the abdomen reveals a loud systolic murmur. Intensification of the murmur by Werk. After knee bending, the murmur is considerably intensified. Please note the difference in intensity before and after exercise. Minutes later, the murmur is heard at its original intensity. This 55-year-old man has an occlusion of the left femoral artery and severe narrowing of the femoral trunk. Microphone at the left inguinal region, a loud systolic murmur is heard. Intensification of the murmur by exercise. After knee bending, the murmur is increased in intensity and the diastolic component can now be heard. Three minutes later, murmur is becoming quieter again. 5 minutes later, murmur has returned to its original intensity. Here is a 69-year-old man. He has mild narrowing of the left femoral artery. A microphone on the medial aspect of the left thigh reveals a soft systolic murmur. Intensification by reactive hyperemia. A cuff placed proximal to the microphone is inflated to above systolic pressure. 2 minutes later, the cuff is deflated, a reactive hyperemia takes place, whereby the murmur is considerably intensified. One minute later, the murmur is again soft. A 48-year-old man with localized severe narrowing of the left femoral artery. Microphone placed on the medial aspect of the left thigh reveals a soft systolic murmur. Intensification of the murmur by reactive hyperemia. A cuff placed proximal to the microphone is inflated to above systolic pressure. 2 minutes later, when the cuff is deflated, a reactive hyperemia occurs, causing intensification of the murmur. One minute later, the murmur has returned to its original intensity.